This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. Otters, seals, and whales are among the animals that would face greater risk if a move to gut the Marine Mammal Protection Act passes. This week, a reauthorization bill aimed at weakening the federal law was introduced during a congressional subcommittee hearing. Jeff Bohm is with the Marine Mammal Center, an organization that rescues animals on the West Coast. He says no marine mammal has gone extinct in U.S. waters since the act was passed in 1972.
We have your beloved sea otters that are in need of an act like this because, well, you can go out every day and see one, and we need to be doing everything we can to make sure that they're not just one oil spill away from a catastrophe.
In addition to weakening the act, the current administration wants to slash the federal agency charged with managing coastlines and shrink national marine sanctuaries. Bohm is calling the combination a triple whammy.
We have sanctuaries being referenced in executive orders that are being considered for extractive purposes, and it's almost as if we're taking the safety net out from underneath marine mammals.
He and his team will work to fight the reauthorization bill and continue protecting ocean life. And the California Public Utilities Commission will meet this week to consider moving forward with the construction of a desalination plant in Marina. The facility would be capable of extracting 6.4 million gallons of water per day and operate around the clock. The city of Marina has been fighting against the project since its proposal in 2012. They cited outdated water supply and demand projections, along with environmental concerns, in a statement ahead of the July 24th meeting. This is KAZU News.